This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, just back from Nashville, Tennessee. We're actually working another branch off the ministry now, friends. What we're doing is we're coming forth with a brand new album. We just did 5 brand new videos to reach out to our posterity. Luke 19:10, we're called to seek and save that which is lost, and we're showing our generation, namely our posterity, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. But aside of that, we got lots to catch up on, and in doing so, folks, we're going to get to it right away. If you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. They interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com interact one with another. Do check them out. You can also go over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, and or you can go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and a half, or actually an hour and three quarters, because I'm going to pull up this first segment on my own, you can call in 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, simply put. But we would say, true that, that would be Youth Talk, friends. So just if you're catching up in the times and with the times, I'm just trying to keep you up to date as to what's going on, namely with our posterity. But in saying that, friends, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I want to bring you over to Nashville while I'm highlighting this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, because, folks, what's happening is it's the grinding down of the American slaves and crushing them from beneath. Well, what am I talking about? Well, it's interesting to know, friends, that just yesterday when we were traveling through the South, getting up and walking out of the hotel room, laying there in front of the door, again, I was offended and affronted with the headlines, Clinton leads Trump, narrows to 5 points. Again, listen to this, friends. This was on the headline papers concerning what was laying in front of our door down south just this last week. Clinton's lead over Trump narrows to 5 points. And I have to say, really, America, this is coming straight from the desk of the useful idiots that advocate the lies and propaganda. When you get a moment, go to John 10:10. So I have to ask you the question, how is it that Clinton is leading anybody when she doesn't have the support? How does that work? Well, again, if the people believe it to be true, then they'll let them go ahead and do whatever it is that they want to do and let them get away in doing with it, friends. Where did that support come from that the Clintons have over anybody, friends? Because we know, us truth seekers, know by pulling the curtain back on this administration, friends, just like Barack Hussein Obama's, they don't have the support. And yet, just this earlier this week, friends, this last week, I played some audio for you concerning voter fraud. And those that are actually rigging these polling machines, they're telling you that they're rigged and they're bought and paid for. We even told you who was doing the hiring of these technicians to rig the polls 51 to 49%. They can sway it in any direction. And isn't it notable, friends, that whenever we see polls, it's always 59 or 41. It's always 59 or 41. Well, these guys that are rigging the polls are telling you how that's done. And you need to ask the question, who's doing the hiring here? And going back to Joseph Stalin once again, concerning what's going on in your country, friends, because Hillary Clinton, like Barack Hussein Obama, does not have the support from the American people. But you're being led by the state-controlled narrative that they do have the lead, when in fact they don't have the lead. But going back to this point, friends, how is it and where is it that their support is coming from? Remember what Saul Alinsky said. In his tactics, as he follows Satan and accredits the rules for revolution and the rules for radicals in his book. And what was it? He was crediting Satan for the information in which he is using today. And what was that? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. They don't have the support of the American people. They do have the support of foreigners, because that's who's funding these people to assail you and to affront you on a daily basis. But going back again, friends, where's this support coming from? And how does it work that Hillary Clinton is not in jail right now in the first place? Look what's going on in your country. You can watch it, folks. You're being played like a deck of cards. You're so predictably stupid and ignorant, America, that you allow these individuals that are directly responsible for the crimes that are being committed on you on a daily basis, and you know exactly who they are, and in many cases, many of you know the very details in which these criminals are acting out in such a fashion. But you know every step of the way as to who's responsible for what's going on, but you let them remain there. So how do you show mercy to a people that don't deal with the criminals in fact? I mean, what are we talking about today? Look at the cop shootings in Dallas. Oh, poor cops, poor cops, poor cops. Who's responsible for this? Look to the White House. We know who's responsible for this. Who's been trying to teach the black communities to hate the cops? We know who's responsible for this. Why do you allow this, America? Again, in time after time I get on the radio, I can't sit there and blame this administration for what you're allowing them to do, because you're allowing them to do it. And I'm not going to get on the radio show today and sit there and highlight all of their crimes once again, America, because you all the well know what they do and how they do it and who's responsible for doing it. And as long as you allow them to do it, they're going to continuously do it. And that's why they do it. And for me to get off topic and start talking about the branches on the tree rather than laying the axe to the root of the tree, it's a waste of time for me and for you, because that's all the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians offer up to you. Talking around the issues, talking around the issues, talking around the issues, laying responsibility on they rather than the responsibility of the American people, who shouldn't tolerate the crimes of they. Now, going back to the hotel room, when I was walking out of the hotel, I couldn't help hearing what the propagandists were broadcasting while the FBI director... Folks, by the way, this is why the FBI is losing credibility on a daily basis. And I'm not saying there's not good folks in there. I believe there is. But the fact of the matter is the American people... And furthermore, you need to understand that with this director, do you know that time and time and time and time again, like that of Trey Gowdy and like that of Mr. Daryl Issus, folks, they talk all big and bad, but these are the ones that are responsible for bringing indictments concerning the criminals in government, but yet they fail to do it time and time and time again, and yet you put your ear up to the microphone.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just processing what's going on in our country once again today. And when I begin to take a look at what's going on, friends, it's so overwhelming and so obvious as to what's going on here. I don't know what it... I mean, America, you have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. And you can sit there and say, well, you can talk back to the radio right now and say, oh, Bradley, I know all that. I know that. Well, what are you doing about the problem? You got a radio show? Do you got an opportunity? Or are you putting your hand to the plow and waking up communities as to what's going on and who's responsible for what's going on right now? You know, when I look to Scripture again, friends, I think of John the Baptist, and he was the guy in Matthew 3:10 that said, and now also the axe is laid under the root of the trees. He said, therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. What was his message, friends? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Isn't it also interesting to note that he said to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the days, he said, oh, generation of vipers, he called them a bunch of snakes. He said, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. America, when is those fruits going to be brought forth? Bringing forth fruits of repentance towards God is actually dealing with the crimes that you tolerate today. And I want to tell you why you tolerate the crime today. Because you're guilty of it. If you're not a part of the problem or the resolve, it means you're guilty of the problem. America, that's how it's going to stand on Judgment Day. That's how it stands today on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, I was just highlighting, friends, grinding down the American slave. The American slave is you. Because as you tolerate the crimes of your taskmasters, you need to understand the process is grinding you down. But I want to tell you what our forefathers said. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's its natural manure. President Thomas Jefferson said it. That radical. That terrorist said the tyrant across the pond about our forefathers. He was calling our forefathers terrorists, just the way that you're tolerating this administration to label good American patriot Christians terrorists. Same. Hey, folks, nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun whatsoever. You know, I brought up in times past Harriet Tubman. She was a great abolitionist. When she was set free, they called her the Moses of women. She used to go from plantation to plantation to get other slaves that were enslaved to their taskmasters freed. But they had to break the chains. They actually had to listen to the knowledge that was given unto them. And they had to get out of Dodge by dealing with their taskmasters. And Harriet Tubman was praised by an individual at one point, and it was said of her that, you know, hey, Harriet, it's awesome that you've freed thousands and thousands of slaves. And Harriet Tubman, in her wisdom and understanding, in which I'm trying to tell you even now in parallel, friends, is she said back, she said, I would have freed a thousand more had they known that they were slaves. You're being enslaved, America. You need to understand that. For every step and every inch that you give these criminals, you are being enslaved, and so is your posterity. And our forefathers brought about a resolve. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It's its natural manure. Hey, folks, your enemy is using that against you. They have neutered you through PC. They have neutered you to accept whatever they do is okay. Folks, you are completely misinformed. You are being lied to as you are being enslaved. And furthermore, when we go back to Hosea 4:6, it says that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yeah? And when the Lord said right after that, he said, because you have forgotten America, because you have forgotten my law, I'll also forget your children. What's happening? The dictator, criminal sodomite in chief, S, let me add the S there, please, because he is not a man, he's a devil incarnate, is aiming and zeroing in on your children. But you already knew that. Because they want to enslave your children. And might I add, friends, you need to understand that Hillary and Barack are in this together. They all work for the same people because they're all being funded by the same Muslim groups from across the Middle East. But again, America, you already knew that. I didn't need to tell you that. And when we look at what's going on in our country, because right before the break and during the last segment, friends, I was talking about how when I was walking out of the hotel, I couldn't hear, what the propagandists were saying on Fox News, by the way, broadcasting while the FBI director was talking to the carelessness of Hillary Clinton's compromise of America's security. Again, friends, caught once again in the act of treason were the Clintons. Hey, folks, it was just carelessness, said the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But again, friends, you need to understand that many of these bureaucracies are there to protect those criminals that are affronting us on a daily basis. Just like, when you look at the President of the United States, he's got all those guards around him. Hey, folks, that's not so much that they're there to only protect the President of the United States of America. They're there to make sure that the President of the United States of America stays in line with who he works for. And guess what, America? It's not you that he works for. But when we look at American government, what shows you, in fact, it is foreign to who we are as an American people. But when you look at the Constitution and the Declaration, let's go to the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence. When we look at the Declaration, and it states that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, we are literally allowing them, special interest groups, to affront us on a daily basis by the use of what you call the President of the United States of America, which, in fact, you know he's not there to uphold the Constitution. You know out of his own mouth that he is there to tear it down, folks, because he wants to fundamentally transform America. And America, all 318 million of you, you've let him do it. You've let him do it. And you are being laughed at every step of the way. But let's go back to this really quick, because you need to understand this. The FBI director, folks, said it was carelessness. You know all this, but you haven't heard this, because when you're listening to the conservatives of the day, they're not making reference to the law. They're not making reference to the Constitution. They're giving you their unwarranted opinion that nobody cares about. And then you wonder why these criminals are not dealt with. And I want to tell you why. Because you appease yourselves, America, by listening to Trey Gowdy, who is yet to bring forth an indictment against the Clintons. You've appeased yourself. You've allowed them to appease you, to put you back to sleep while you turn your television on and watch your favorite football game. Because after all, Daryl Issa just got done telling you, hey, listen, we'll put him through the ringer. We'll play WWF at its very worst for the American people to see. Yet they sit there and they talk around the issues over and over and over and over and over again. But as long as Hillary Clinton gets, you know, smacked down just a little bit for the act of treason, like Barack Hussein Obama, hey, you know? And folks, put me on the spot live. I want you to. 1-866-582-9933. Where is the articles of impeachment concerning Barack Hussein Obama? Where are the indictments, not just for the email scandal, but for Benghazi, for Watergate? Folks, I can go down that whole road again, that whole list of crimes. Folks, they've run out of gates. The Clintons have. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to put her into the position, and that's exactly of the President of the United States of America, and that's exactly why Barack Hussein Obama illegally put her on the Air Force One, because they want to put the image, they want to give you the impression that, folks, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, we're just going to keep casting it into your teeth, and we're going to do whatever it is that we want to do. And I want to tell you why they're casting it into your teeth, because God said that's exactly what he would do to a people that don't enforce his moral government against those that enforce hellish government, friends, because that's really what it comes down to. But I want to go to this because I want you to hear this. I want you to understand what Charles D. Montesquieu said. He said there's no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Well, who better to come in and to neuter the law by not making reference to the law and say, you know what Hillary Clinton did? Hey, friends, what Hillary Clinton did, it wasn't treason. No, we can't bring up those words. No, it was just carelessness. Apparently, Mr. James Comey has forgotten that his kids live in America, too. But do they have some sort of special, are they impervious to the acts of a tyrant? Because when we know the history of tyrants, friends, when they get into the position that they want to be in, guess what? They begin to kill off everybody that helped them get there. But these dummies don't know the difference. And see, that's the problem. Hey, folks, I want you to understand something. FBI Director James Comey, he has a long history of involvement in Department of Justice actions that arguably ended up favorable once again to the Clintons and their acts of treason. Did you hear about this on the radio? Did you hear about this on television? Of course not.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, listen to this. I was just highlighting the fact that, folks, FBI Director James Comey has a long history of involvement in Department of Justice actions that ended up favorable to the Clintons. These people are bought and paid for. I don't care what he says. Pay attention to what they do. We are to judge men by their fruit, Matthew 7, not by what they say. If America, if you would listen to the words of the Spirit of Christ, you wouldn't be in the situation that you are in today. He comes to make men free from sin. Not enslaved and into bondage unto sinful men. He does the exact opposite. Look at the history of the church. And I'm talking about the church that understood its power and authority in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the sure mercies of David, order to write and sure in the covenant in which David walked, which belongs to us because we've been sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus to the establishing of the sure mercies of David. Those apply to us today too. You don't touch God's anointed. Now, friends, I'm trying to say this. I want to say it the best way that I can say it, and I want you to understand what law says. Okay, so I'll give it to you from what law. Oh, hey, P.S. Did you see that the AG Loretta Lynch declines to press charges against Clinton? Oh, no surprise there. Of course not, because they're in it together. They have a covenant of death, friends, that will be disannulled. But don't let it be on our backs. America, not on our legacy, okay? They're allied, friends, with the covenant of hell, which will be disannulled. In P.S., it was disannulled 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary through the blood of the sacrifice of the captain of our salvation named Jesus Christ, who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he expects his church to act accordingly as we emulate him and as we follow him, 1 Corinthians 11:1. But here, let me just give this to you. Is this what you heard this week? 18 U.S. Code 2381, treason, whoever, owing allegiance to the United States, that's the above said, levies war against them or adheres to their enemies, giving the enemies aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death. Or shall be in prison not less than 5 years and fined under this title, but not less than 10,000, and he shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. That's federal code. Did you hear that, friends? No, you didn't even hear reference to law. You heard the opinion of an FBI director that has a long history of ending favorably for the Clintons. And why do you think that is? Because he's bought and he's paid for. He's a coward. He submitted himself to the authority of tyrannical and dictators, friends, rather than the Spirit of Christ. And by the way, I'm not the one violating my oath here. He is. He's the one that put his hand on the Bible, and he swore to God, and he swore to man that he would uphold the laws found in the Constitution. Not to tear them down, not to roll over in the face of justice and just go along to get along because he was given a little kickback or a little gift under the table. America, don't act like it's not going on because you know it's going on. And you're seeing it go on a daily basis. And again, what's the message? There's nothing you can do about it, America. Oh, America, there's everything in the world under God that you can do about it. And I want to tell you this. They weren't optional. They weren't suggestive. When God gave his commandments to the church, he commanded the church to keep them. And if you don't want to keep them, I want to tell you what comes to my aid right now is the famous preacher, Mr. Owens, who said, either you be killing sin or sin be killing you. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, either justice is going to be done or injustice is going to be done. And I want to tell you, America, where the smallest of injustices take place and the smallest infraction, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And I want to tell you what, in America today, you're letting the devil loose, aren't you? You're letting him loose. You're letting him do what he wants to do when he wants to do. Yet you've already been given authority over all the works of the enemy. His back's been broken on the cross of Calvary. The gates of hell shall not prevail. We have everything going for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? But yet this is what we put up with. A bunch of old men that have sold their soul for a little temporary satisfaction. That's exactly what's going on in this country today. Again, friends, Comey has a long history of cases ending favorable to the Clintons. Now, I didn't know it was his job to deter the law. Furthermore, I didn't hear the law be brought up at any point in his conversation. I mean, folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And here you have the P.S., let me go back to my time at the hotel room. So I'm watching the propagandist on Fox News, and I knew exactly what they were going to do after we got done talking. They were going to pull up someone from the left and someone from the right. And, of course, the person on the right isn't going to bring up the law, because if he did, he would embarrass himself for not enforcing the law against the crime. And, of course, Fox brings up someone from the left, as if to say the lawless have a voice in this in any sense of the word, in which they don't. Because they don't have rights, because they're criminals. You know, when I say if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. You understand what I'm saying here, friends? But what do? They get up and they talk around the issues. They get up and they give their opinion. Let me remind you, America, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law. And here you have the FBI director saying, hey, folks, quote, he said, no reasonable prosecutor. No reasonable prosecutor would indict the Clintons, namely Hillary Clinton. And let's not forget about Bill and that little lump. Reasonable? Hey, folks, did this guy, is this the kind of guy that strains at a gnat and swallowed the big camel of how many violations from the Clintons? over and over and over and over again. No reasonable prosecutor. I didn't know that that was his job. The law condemns, friends. He wasn't there condemning the crime. He was there excusing the criminal that committed the crime concerning your national security. But I can hear it now. Boy, Bradley Dean, you're really radical. Yeah, I am. Because I'm sick and tired of what others tolerate. I'm sick and tired of people holding to people that are willing to do this stuff. I'm sick and tired of them pointing the finger back at the guy that's trying to get the job done because they themselves are trying to justify what they have left undone. I'm tired of it, America. You want to call me radical? Go for it. But I love God enough and I love you enough to say let's deal with the criminals because enough is enough. Charles D. Montesquieu again said, there's no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. And furthermore, let's go back to Mr. Comey. No reasonable prosecutor, friends, would bring forth an indictment against the Clintons. Is he out of his mind? Or has he taken a gift that has blinded his eyes in which we are to condemn America? This is sick. Hey, folks, you want to talk about a wound incurable? Is that where we're at, America? Because it's for you to deal with a disease. And if you don't want to do that, guess what? That disease is going to spread, and it's going to spread until the whole body is totally consumed. And that's where we're at today. We need to deal with the disease, friends, because rest assured, it's at the top. It's at the top, the highest levels of government today, to sit back and look at the unreasonableness of the FBI director that failed to do his job when it came to justice. And can you imagine? Can you imagine the message that was sent to the younger generation when they were sitting back and watching this on television, friends? Can you imagine the hopelessness that they felt, how discouraged they were? Because now they know that they have to take up what the older generations have failed to deal with. I mean, folks, again, that is the message that's going down to the younger people in this country, friends. But again, Comey talking about the unreasonableness of any prosecutor to come in and enforce the law against Clintons. Folks, he gave you the finger just like Barack Hussein Obama has 1,183 times. He gave you the finger. He wanted to send you the message. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm the final say-so. Hey, really, let's talk about the constitutionality of some of these bureaucracies, friends. That's where they begin to get afraid. And I want to tell you what they're afraid of. They're afraid of you waking up and dealing with every one of them from the very top of government to the very foundation of government. They're scared to death that you're going to wake up and actually deal with them. But if you want to suffer the abuse, let me say it again. Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, there's no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law in the name of justice. There is no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Hey, and I want to tell you something too, folks. For those that are saying, you know what, this might be a little disrespectful. Really? Who's disrespecting the sacrifice, America? Who's disrespecting the sacrifice as you stand back and tolerate those that mean to desecrate the sacrifice in which was given unto us to be a free people in the first place? Who's desecrating it? Who's disrespecting the sacrifice, America? America, you're giving our brothers and our sisters, our fathers and our mothers, our uncles, our friends, our grandpas and the grandmas, we are letting them go dishonored every day that you tolerate the crimes of those that have been given the privilege to enforce the laws to keep us a free people in the first place. Every single day of the week. Hey, folks, I'm not disrespecting the office. Those that are out there that are standing back and allowing this to go on, you're disrespecting the office. You're disrespecting the sacrifice. I'm living for what they died for in the natural and in the spiritual. And I'll tell you what, friends, as I've said 1,000 times, how many of our brothers and sisters that are at Arlington Cemetery right now that are 6 feet under the ground, how many of them fought, bled, and died fighting against the very dangerous ideologies that you, America, are tolerating today? Shame on you that tolerate these crimes.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Rod calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Bradley, how are you, brother?
I'm hanging in there, man. I drove 19 hours yesterday from Nashville all the way to Minnesota because we were dragging a trailer. But we got home about 4:30 this morning doing the stuff. I mean, we are being spent for the cause of winning back this country. Yeah. And Rod, I believe we can do it, but we can only do this together, one nation under God. If we want to try to do it outside of that, like the conservatives and the counterfeit Christians are doing, it's not going to work.
You said it right, Bradley. Counterfeit Christians. Yeshua says you know a man by his fruits. I tell people I'm a fruit inspector, Bradley. I want to first of all thank you and your family for the stance you take time after time. You just said it again, 19 hours on the road. I know what you do. Most of all the Lord knows what you do. And I want you to know, as for me and my house, we're grateful for you, brother. You are one of a very few people doing what you do. And, you know, I get in the trenches, not near to the degree you do. I don't measure things, but I tell you, we're trying to get in a constitutional sheriff here. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a Christian man. He's a moral man. The opposition is far from what I just said. And I've knocked on 2,000-3,000 doors in the last 6 months for this guy. But I'm going to tell you, the apathy of this country would make one vomit. And, you know, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk of people. But people, when the football game's on, you can't find them. The soldiers aren't there. There's a few of us, Bradley, out there, but there's very few that are willing to do what you do. And,
can I add something to that, Rod? Because you were kind of bleeding into something I was alluding to during the last segment there. And interestingly enough, isn't it interesting how people will say, man, look at the way that guy's talking to us. I mean, he's just being bold. He's reproving us. He's correcting us. He's teaching us what God expects of us. Who is he to do something like that? Who is he to tell us that we're guilty? Sure. Isn't that interesting that they'll do that? But it's also interesting to note, on the other hand, they're watching a football game, and they know if that coach isn't hard on those players, they ain't going to win the game. And yet they praise the coach that's being hard on the players to win the game, but when they're being dealt with, because we have so many spectators out there, it's got to suck to be a spectator, by the way. We got so many people out there just sitting on the seats telling us how the game needs to be played, yet when they're called upon to lift a finger, they're the first ones to turn around and call you out for being too harsh or too radical, for doing what needs to be done because they leave it undone.
You're exactly right, Bradley. And, you know, the thing is, I point my fingers at the most is these damnable churches. You call them that if you want to call them that. They're nothing more than Christ would call them a den of horrors. But these churches, they ought to be blatting the trumpet. There's a couple of them down here that do out of hundreds. Why, you were in Jenison one time with the Sodomites. And yep. Church at every corner. But the Christians aren't to be found. It's disgusting. The sheriff has mentioned to me once, he says, you know, everybody's your friend when you're on top, but when you're down trying to fight, they're all hiding. And that is so true. Yep. And I know that's what goes on with you and your ministry. Bradley, you cut me short if I say the wrong thing, but I'm going to tell you something. A well-known radio host on GCN, I'm going to say his name if you don't mind. He's probably in on everything else. Alex Jones has made a statement, now not verbatim, not to the exact quote, that morality does not matter much in high places in government. And I don't listen to him very often, which is something tuning through. I about left my rocker approximately 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday or a Thursday. You can be able to go back in the archives and hear that. But, you know, you lead people. He's got a large crowd and leading people. Crisis were exposed evil. I just did it. I hope people crack Mr. Jones on that, and he comes straight with that. Brother, I love you dearly. I don't want to hog up your radio time, and continue the fight, and we will be there with you.
We appreciate you, Rod, very much, and thank you for piping up. When people need to pipe up, I appreciate you getting on the radio and piping up, so I high-five you, my friend. I do.
Yes.
Okay, folks. Rod from Michigan, I don't know what happened there, but he just broke out. I want to say this again. Let's go back to Dante real quick, because, of course, he's emulating Scripture. He's emulating the Christ. And what he said, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in times of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. And that's exactly right. Those that just want to stay on both sides. Listen, Jesus said that as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Remember he said, behold, I stand and I knock at the door. Anybody that hears and opens. Bradley Dean is being a faithful witness and knocking on the door of your heart and saying, listen to what the Christ is saying as to what's going on in your country. It doesn't have to go down this way, America, but it's going to go down this direction if we stay on the same road. And what is the definition of sanity? Keep doing the same things. But in America, I can say, just keep undoing, or, hey, folks, just stay apathetic. Just stay tolerant, because I'll tell you what again, friends, your enemy loves you every step of the way. But you need to understand that you're being pushed over the cliff on a daily basis, And what's going on in this country, folks, is not happening by force. You are forfeiting your rights to give them the permission to do the things that they have done over the last 60 years in this country, no question about it. Now, going back to something that Rod had said about Alex Jones, I don't know of that. I didn't hear that. But I do want to say, if that is the case, we're going to have a serious issue going on between me and brother from another mother, Alex Jones, if that's the case. I need to hear that. I need to read that. I need to hear out of his own mouth that's what the case is, because the last thing I want to do is attack anybody for doing something that they didn't do, because I deal with it all the time. But I also know Rod is a man of integrity. So we're going to have to check into the details of what he had just stated, and we will do so. But I do want to say, if that was said, that is straight from the pit of hell. every step of the way. The purpose of government, friends, is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. That is exactly what John Adams said. That is exactly what our forefathers established. And we are established on something called the Mosaic Institution in this country. And that, furthermore, is the reason those that represent we the people put their hand on the Bible, because we are a moral people. Furthermore, we're found not in our morality, but in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because we have put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And folks, I got to tell you, we're called the light of the world because of the light of men. His name is Jesus Christ, and we have no king in this country but Jesus. And I want to tell you what, he fulfilled all of God's moral law. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. And if you're not a moral people by the power of the Holy Ghost, and you are truly saved by grace, I'm saying two different things here, you know not the Christ. Because when you know the Christ, you desire out of gratitude to walk in holiness to the very jot and tittle, and you furthermore go back to God in prayer asking to be perfected. And what does that mean? It means I want to be delivered from my sins, and that's what Jesus came into the world to do. And what is sin? It's the violation of God's moral law. So he delivers us from immorality to make us a moral people unto his glory. Okay? And furthermore, Noah Webster said, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And let me end with this during the first hour here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I want you to understand, friends, that all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. The only argument against the Bible, friends, is an immoral lifestyle. Period. P-E-R-I-O-D. Period, period, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. The only argument against the Bible, friends, is an unholy lifestyle. We are called to be a moral people. We are called to be an obedient people. That's what makes us God's children, because it glorifies Christ. And it shows, hey folks, it shows the world our love for Christ by obeying the Christ, that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Oh, I could go on this for an hour. But we need to get some more information. We need to extract some more information as the, to verify what was just said. Okay, so let's get back to this. And again, thank you for the call from Michigan, our friend Rod out there. I do truly appreciate it. We were talking about, let me take it this way, just to highlight this just a little bit more, if I might. America, when you see corruption in government, what are you complaining about? If anybody were ever to say that morality doesn't matter, then let me ask you, what is it that you complain about? Hey, folks, even the atheist complains about lawlessness, immorality. The homosexuals, they complain about immorality. Hey, it reminds me of the famous atheist that wanted to do away with God's moral law. And I don't know if you know this or not, but God said, thou shalt not kill. Well, Madeline Murray O'Hare, she had a problem with someone that wanted to take her life away, too. So what you see is, you see the immoral agree with God's law as to where they want the law applied to the immoral. It's called a double standard, and it doesn't fly.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.